what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just all love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com. Joining me, as always, is the wonderful and jolly Ronnie Karam. Hey, Ronnie.
Hello, Ben. Hello, everybody.
Oh, your voice has a real depth to it today.
It's jolly.
Yeah, it's soup's jolly.
I'm being jolly.
You can follow us on social media. If you just go to watchwhatcrappens.com, we have links to all our social media networks. So just go there and you'll figure out what to do next. And if you can't figure it out, well, then you probably shouldn't even be listening to the podcast in the first place because it's very easy. Anyway, let's see. There's not much we have to say at the top here except the usual. We have a live show on January 25th at the Improv at Hollywood. So when we have links to that for tickets, that will be up. You can support us at patreon.com, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Yeah, if you just give like a dollar, that it goes a long way. It's like one of those Sally Struthers ads. It's like you'll be amazed how much.
Yeah, you're two starving children with flies all over their faces. You can be happy.
Yeah, your dollar can feed us for a month, and it really can, which is sad. But we are very close to hitting $600, which is amazing because at $1,000 per episode, we'll start doing a second episode per week. And then we have, if you donate, you get a bonus episode and fun things like that. Also, our Facebook page, facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens. All sorts of fun, really, truly funny things. People posted some funny-ass shit this week. There were some good pictures of, like, Nene.
Yeah, there was some good Michael stuff Myers. This week.
It's all good. It's all fun. I encourage everyone to participate in all these fronts because otherwise you're just missing out.
Yeah, it's a community.
It's a big, big old community.
Also, we have our hangout tomorrow night.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me. Yes. So if you are supporting us on Patreon, if you support us, what is it? Like, is it the $3 per episode or $2 per episode?
The $2 one, yeah.
If you give $2 per episode, you can participate in a Google Hangout. Excuse me. I'm like burping up Starbucks.
Yeah, what the hell, dude?
I'm sorry. I'm like... Too much reward.
Marlon Brando over there.
Yeah. I know. I'm having like whipped cream burps. Anyway, if you donate $2 per episode, and you can just have it just for one episode per month. Don't be crazy. You can participate in this Google Hangout. We did it last month for the first time. It was so fun. It was way more fun than I thought it would be, to be totally honest. It was just, we had a great time. So.
Yeah, it was a really good time hanging out with you guys in real life on the internet. So this time, to fit everybody in, we're going to probably start something on the Facebook page asking who wants to actually come on camera.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have a big chat room because we can only fit like 8 people on the camera. And so it's kind of unfair. So we'll kind of try through.
What we're going to do is, I mean, I think we're still trying to iron out the kinks, but I think it's going to be a private broadcast. So once we start broadcasting, then I think anyone can watch who has the link, but we can't bring people sort of like from the viewing audience up into the hangout. So if you want to be on, you have to like let us know beforehand, and then you can be on with us, because then once we start, we can't add new people. I don't know, it
could be wrong. Okay, yeah, so anyway, just come. It's at 6 p.m Pacific time Thursday. Yeah. So we will check with you then. And if you miss it, don't worry about it. We do it once a month, usually around the middle of the month.
Yeah.
All right. So that's enough plug-in. Jeez.
Yeah. Jesus. That's it.
Enough plugs.
All right. Well.
We got more plugs than a leaky boat, y'all.
We got more plugs than Nene's weave. So anyway, let's talk. We have so many shows we're going to talk about today. Atlanta. We're going to talk about New Jersey's reunions. Hopefully we'll get to Top Chef, Vanderpump Rules, Euros. Let's start with the return of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Ronnie,
Atlanta!
What did you think? Girls, speak it!
Thank God Atlanta's back. I love this show.
It was good.
Atlanta's my favorite of the... Well, I like Beverly Hills usually too, but Atlanta I think is the funniest, hands down, of all of the shows.
Yeah.
And I just love it. I love that it's back. I love that stupid Nene is still basically just masturbating every time she comes on screen about how great she is, but she's so lame.
Her storyline is by far the worst one so far. I mean, it's just like... Okay, Nene is in Cirque du Soleil, and she's pretending to be. Oh, they say that she's in an orgy, and she doesn't. She doesn't. Oh God, she doesn't. She likes to. She doesn't like to talk about sex, but she's okay like being around sex. Like, who the fuck cares?
No kidding. Her opening line this year is, "Why be so nasty and so rude when I can be so fierce and so successful?" First of all, how is that even a housewife's line? Nene has too much power if that's even a housewife's line.
Yeah.
Because normally it's like, I may not be rabid, but I'm fierce or something.
Yeah. Something like, I may not be a stapler, but I am a paperclip. So that sounds like vaguely ironic, you know?
Yeah, what
like,
the fuck is this one?
Yeah.
This one, why be so nasty and so rude when I can be so fierce and so successful? And my thing is, like, that sounds like a viewer response about her. I'm like, yeah. Why are you being such a bitch?
And it's also
when you can not.
It's also, like, not mutually exclusive. It's like, well, I'm not going to be nasty and rude. I'm going to be fierce and successful. Well, actually, Nene, from what we can tell, you've been nasty and rude and fierce and successful all at once. So there's nothing – you can't make it sound like you're not doing one without the other. Ha! Got her. Whew, I'm so good with my words. My favorite of the new openings, of course, is Candy, who's like, it's like, don't start drama. Won't be drama. See? Nah. See? Nah. Riley. Riley. Don't start drama. There won't be drama. See? Now, nah, Riley. You hear that? Riley.
Oh, Candy and the Candy. Did Candy get bigger boobs?
I don't know. She's there's something.
Her boobs are humongous.
There's always a different thing to her that's bigger. Sometimes her hair is bigger. Sometimes her butt's bigger. Sometimes her boobs are bigger. Every season.
I feel like Andy talking about her boobs. I really don't care. But those things, I just could not. I wrote it down. I don't care about people's boobs. But I was like, dang, what's going on?
Nah. Riley was like, Mama, I got two TVs, but you only got two small titties. Why don't you get them bigger, Mama? And I was like, see? Nah, Riley. Okay. So I did it.
I like Phaedra's. In my house, I'm the judge and the jury. And I like that Nene.
You know, it's like a small crimes court, too.
Totally.
it's like night court. She's like, I'm the judge and the jury, and I'm Bull.
And I'm the bailiff. Yeah.
And I'm Marky Post. I like the idea that anywhere that she might walk, you might hear the night court theme song. Dun, 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 dun. Phaedra.
Yeah, but how come she's not the lawyer?
Yeah.
She's like, at home, I'm not a lawyer. I'm a judge and a jury. At home, you do not have the right to an attorney.
Yeah. No attorney is there. It's just judge or and jury.
Just a couple little things. I love that Nene pronounces Cirque du Soleil, Cirque Soleil. I think that's kind of funny. Like, it's some kind of casserole dish that she doesn't quite understand. And how much do you want to bet that she's doing that whole gig for like a tub of nickels?
Yeah.
That she can play?
They probably gave her like a free credit at the salad bar.
Like, you get a free room at Circus, a salad, and some nickels. Yeah. Are you in?
Here's a complimentary gift certificate you can use at our shop where we sell plush penguins.
We mentioned Frankie Grande, the horror show from Big Brother earlier. And one of the things he called himself was a social media mogul, and that he will never live that down, which, of course, now he's putting out memes of himself saying, I'm a mogul. So, of course, he now is taking that as a compliment that everybody hates him. But Nene called herself a mogul.
Do people not know what moguls are? I mean, listen, if they're referring to, like, a mogul on a ski slope, then yes, they are, like, stupid, round things that deserve to be run over by skis, okay? Yes. But if they're referring to actually, like, having any sort of, like, industry that they rule over, no, you are not a mogul. You may have found some success in life. You're like the queen of
the stunt cast guest spots.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, you could be the mogul of stunt casting guest spots.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen people who've been rejected from Shark Tank who are more moguls than NeNe Leakes. like the woman who created the Spatty Daddy, she's more of a mogul than you are. That couple that brought the trampoline bar thing, where the kids jump on a tire and they hold on to bars, they are moguls. Those are more mogul than you are, NeNe Leakes.
Oh my god. So the biggest thing, I guess, was this Apollo Phaedra thing.
Yeah, that was actually, I thought that was riveting. That was real shit, you know?
Yeah, that was real, and Phaedra was trying to avoid the cameras, of course, and not talk about it on camera, talk, you know, say the most shallow thing she can about it without any details.
Mm-hmm.
She was just keeping her emotions together.
She was, honestly, I wanted to give her like a standing O. I loved the way she handled it. She was a stone cold bitch, and I loved it.
Yeah, she really was.
She was stone cold. And then
the producers, of course, because it's Bravo, decide to put a camera on Apollo for an hour.
And of course, because he's like, you know, like a criminal from Atlanta, he's like, okay, you can watch me.
Yeah. Yeah, because he buys into the hype or whatever. And basically, Phaedra is saying that she didn't know what Apollo was doing. He went and he put his entire family in jeopardy, so fuck him. Like, yeah. He can go to jail. She doesn't care, right? She's not going to go to his court date. Screw that guy. And then Apollo's like,
love is supposed to be unconditional. People are supposed to stand by you no matter what.
I'm like, what? I don't know where you learned about love, but yeah. I've heard that it's supposed to be unconditional, but I've never actually seen that, where you could just like go to jail and lie to your wife and take away the father's children, and then it's just going to be okay. Sorry, there's conditions to love, okay?
Yeah, and I don't think that those conditions also include going to strip clubs every night, too. I don't think that's like – I don't think like when it's like when you're like standing by your man through thick and thin, I don't think when you go to the strip club, I think you're really pushing it there, you know, and then you commit crimes.
Now, stuff that we've talked about on this show before that's pretty interesting to see almost come out on the show is that Phaedra's obviously like the boss of him. He works for Phaedra. So anything that he did seems to be some kind of cover up of what Phaedra's doing. Now, from listening to Phaedra talk, maybe he was working for her, but he went and tried to start making his own money, and that's when he got caught.
Right.
Isn't that what it sounds like?
It could be. I mean, you know, the thing is, I love our conspiracy theories about the scenario, and they all sound like they are totally plausible. We don't know, ultimately. And on face value, I really love that. I really respect the way Phaedra is handling it. I think, you know.
There was some subtle stuff that was happening. Like when he said, I built this whole thing, and all that time we were making that money, I was making that money with you. You know, so Phaedra's like putting him to work, but keeping their bank account separate and maybe giving him an allowance or whatever.
Probably.
You know, and he told her at the beginning, listen, I'm broke. I don't have money to keep you in your lifestyle. And she said, oh, I don't care about that. And then the second they're married, she's like, well, you owe $3,000 for the mortgage. Mm-hmm. So you better figure out how to do it. And then probably send him on to do a bunch of criminal tasks for her. That's how she's kept him. Like, she's totally a crime boss. I don't care what anybody says.
She probably is. Yeah.
So then he goes off probably and tries to make a little money on his own and is too stupid to do it because this guy's just a fucking moron. Right. And gets caught, and so now she's like, fuck you. So I don't think she's mad that he committed a crime. I think she's mad that he committed his own crime and did it so stupidly that he's going to now go to jail for it.
Probably. Either way, I thought it was so refreshing to see the way they handled the situation. Apollo was basically totally upfront about what he did. And it's not that he was really repentant. He just was – but he didn't shy away from it. He wasn't like – Joe Giudice, and she wasn't like Teresa, where they were like, oh, you know, we're just trying to keep our family together. We're just trying to do this or that. Like, we're just trying to make a living. You know, we made mistakes. You know, it is what it is. He, you know, it's like, it's just, it sort of underlines how much the Giudices are like sort of in denial, or they don't truly understand what they've done. You know, like they keep almost trying to sugarcoat it. You know, like, that's going to bring our family closer together, whatever. Phaedra's like, no, you're going to jail right now. I am not standing by you. And I thought it was great.
Yeah, I did too. And I love that Apollo's just trying to play the victim this whole time. Like,
what? Baby, I can't even believe you would, even if you wasn't going to come to the court, at least you could have been here in the morning. I could have got with you.
I could have loved on you. I could have loved on you. I could have loved on you, Phaedra.
Oh, my God. That was pretty pathetic. But yeah, I'm with you. I loved it. I loved that she was with her mom. And then he's trying to confront her in front of her mom. And she's like, I'll tell you, you do something bad, you go to jail. And I think I'm going to just like make a little video of the mom saying that. And then Teresa just blinking blankly back at her.
Yeah. No, that was crazy, actually, when Phaedra and Apollo finally came face to face and they had that argument. That was a real argument. That was not a reality show moment. I mean, he was like, I want a divorce. That's a big deal. You don't just say that. And you don't just like act that out. Like,
well, I'm guessing he thought she was going to, I mean, I don't know, because I'm thinking of all this underneath stuff. So I'm thinking she probably told him, you can't testify against me anyway because we're married or something. Because like him threatening divorce, what the fuck does she care? You think she's not going to leave your ass? And when he's like, you better listen, I'm not coming out of here without an apartment. I'm not coming out of here without any money. And she's like, yeah, you are. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, but, you know, all this stuff and all this stuff that I did for you. And she's like, whoa, whoa, now, whoa, whoa, like stopping him before he can say anything. So
right. She
better watch her ass. I mean, not that anyone's really going to believe him anyway, but. It seems that he would know where a lot of bodies are buried. So I'm interested to see if that goes anywhere.
I'm just happy that he did not get the Teresa edit. You know, I mean, like, not to jump forward to the reunions too much, but, like, having to sit and watch this, like, memories of Teresa as she says goodbye on what could be her last reunion of all time. And she's like, well, I gotta go. And then it, like, the music is sad and Andy is like holding her hand. It's like, shut up. She committed fraud. It's sure, like, it's not like murder, but it's still fraud. And that's what Apollo did. And I like that with Apollo, he just got like pretty much the Housewives treatment, which was like sassy music and be gone.
Yeah. We're going to exploit the your last day on earth, you know, in the real world.
We're going to get one more shot of you with your shirt off.
But we also met Apollo's family, which was really weird. His like kind of toothless Snaggletooth mom, which I felt really bad about.
She made a cameo last season and she was like dressed up because it was like their vow renewal or something like that. And I remember last season we were like, whoa.
I just felt bad when he said, you know, I'm not going to be here. You weren't there for me because of your drug addiction. And now I'm not going to be here for my babies because of my addiction to a fast life and fast cars.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, your mom wasn't there. Come here. Let me hug you. And then I wanted to hug him.
I mean, he does not read as someone who came from a particularly stable family life.
Aw. Well, he looks like someone who comes from a very stable working out regimen.
Yeah, he's got good genes at the very least. He's definitely hot. Listen, the guys in jail are going to have a great time with him. He's going to get his ass pounded. It'll be great.
Yeah, because he's pretty short too.
Yeah, short and muscular.
You know, he's going to be loose.
When he comes out of jail, he's just going to porn. I think we would all support that.
When he comes out of jail, he's not even going to know when he's farting.
He's going to come out of jail. He's going to be all tatted up. You know, he's going to look tough. And yeah, he will be. He'll be able to do some special fetish porn for sure.
When he comes out of jail, he's going to sit on the couch and then lose his keys and never be able to find them until he goes poop again later. That guy's going to be loose as a purse.
Yeah, that'll be. It'll be a gaping hole, basically.
Pretty much.
It'll be like Roger Rabbit when they put that black hole against the wall and they stick their hand in. That's what his ass.
Ready.
Yeah, if you don't finish shave and a haircut, then Roger Rabbit will come jumping out of his ass. I have to finish it.
Da, 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 da. All right, so let's get rid of Apollo. Da. He's pretty much done. Although it looks like Phaedra calls the police on him next week. So yay!
Well, isn't there this whole thing? Wasn't that in the news, right? That instead of showing up for sentencing, he like showed up at the home and it was like scary, and they had to call.
Yeah,
the police.
Something. Well, he's
supposed to surrender himself.
I thought that he was like running or something, and they couldn't find him, and then he turned himself in like a day later. Something crazy happened with him. I don't remember.
I did feel a little bad that he couldn't see his kids. But, you know, I guess when you live a life of crime, these are the consequences.
Yeah. Lose everything. So, what is next? Let me see. Apollo, no, well, Papa. Cynthia. I loved when Phaedra was like, I can't be with you. There's going to be paparazzi everywhere at the house. And there's like, they show like crickets outside.
There was like a blue jay or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, that blue jay's got a camera. I got to go to the hotel.
Okay, Kenya. You want to go to Kenya next?
Oh my God. Kenya had me laughing hysterically. She's like, oh, I had to get out of town. I mean, being physically assaulted in public like that. I mean, it's just, I'm just getting over it now.
Coming back from physical assault was devastating.
Yeah.
Shut up, Kenya.
I know. Shut the fuck up. You got like knocked over in your
You needy donkey. You're an idiot.
She is so stupid. But it was hilarious because that's like classic Kenya to just, you know.
Victim.
I loved it.
It's going to be great watching Celebrity Apprentice because she's on it with Brandy Glanville and everyone hates Kenya. Donald Trump called her the worst person he's ever met in his life.
Yeah, I met one of the producers and they said that she was awful.
And Brandy just came out in a big article this week saying she's the biggest narcissist she's ever met. And that's something coming from Brandy.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot coming from Brandy.
So I cannot wait. Kenya, what was her big lie so far this season? First of all, that she's friends with Cynthia? No. Since when?
Well, they had started to become friends last season. But now, you know, Cynthia's not friends with Nene. So Cynthia needs like a new strong lady to attach uniting.
Onto. Yeah, they're just uniting against somebody. Did Kenya do anything? I just wrote Kenya victim.
She didn't do anything. It was sort of like she didn't even appear until the second segment or something like that. She didn't do anything that I can remember. There was a little bit of crosstalk because we saw like Portia wearing like a bathing suit and she's like, I don't like Kenya. And, that was pretty much it. I mean, it was mainly the Phaedra
Kenya
show.
Is connected to negativity.
Oh, I wrote
Kenya is connected to negativity.
Stupid Portia. Oh my God.
She's so stupid.
Negativity.
Cynthia's now like, well, now that I'm not friends with Nene, like everything is wonderful in my life again now. And
my marriage is suddenly better.
Yeah, right.
How's your marriage better? Your husband doesn't even work. Your husband's business got repossessed.
And he like,
come
still,
on, Cynthia.
And he's still, again, he's like, so you want to be a co-investor, which is basically his way of being like, can you give me money?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, yeah, you want to be business partners with me? You give me some money, we'll be business partners.
Yeah,
she's like, wow, I'm so flattered.
He's like, so you can put in like 10, you know, why don't you put in like around $500,000 and I can put in, I got a bag of Chex Mix so we can, you know, we can put that in and then we're set.
And then at the end of this lunch, he's like, but I need money because I need you to pay for this food because I don't have any money. I mean, come on. That's so fucking pathetic. That guy has no pride.
I was surprised because there were actually people inside the Bailey agency for once.
There were a lot of people.
I know. I was like, wait. This doesn't seem
right.
Yeah,
she's actually got a business. Like, it seems like she's actually got a business that's working out. Peter's, she needs to get rid of him.
Yeah, he is just...
What a fucking loser. Oh, my God.
He is terrible. You know what's funny? I saw a billboard for fibroids the other day, and it made me think of her. It was actually... I was driving down MLK Boulevard, as one does, and it was a big old billboard. It was like, don't let fibroids get you down. And I was like, oh, Cynthia... She should be the spokeswoman for it.
The men on this show are probably the worst. The Jersey men aren't great, but I can kind of understand where they're coming from sometimes. But these guys, I mean, Peter's the worst. Todd is really gross. Like, he's trying to make Candy talk shit about Phaedra not going to see Apollo and all this shit on camera. And it's obviously making her uncomfortable.
Yeah,
she's like,
see,
I don't want to talk about this.
See,
you know?
No, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to sing. You're talking about the guys, how awful. Greg is terrible.
They're just all gross. Greg is terrible. He's literally just standing there holding Nene's purse all the time.
Yeah.
For money, because his ass is broke too.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, these men. Oh, this is why I don't date. Okay.
Yeah. No, you shouldn't.
I date like Kenya, like invisible African men.
Yeah. Whoever posted that picture on our page of Kenya getting it up the ass from the invisible man was hilarious. That's a funny picture. Y'all can go to our Facebook page to see that. Facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
I'm not sure who said this, but another great quote from this week is, maybe it's rain its course. Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, God. Well, it looks like next week we finally get to the bottom of whether or not Kenya and Apollo saw each other in L.A. Although, to me, it's like, that's one of those big, like, the promos are like, it's finally going to come out. What happened? And I'm like, okay, it's great that's finally going to come out. But of all the rumors and of all the scandals that have ever appeared on this show, that's probably one of the least interesting ones.
Which one now? What rumor?
Did Apollo and Kenya, like, see each other in L.A.?
Oh, I don't think so, because she's like, Apollo, did we see each other in L.A.?
And he's like, well, so, indubitably, that's possibly something that would be in a refraction of the situation. But in this comportment of the importance of the starboard aft, no.
I'm sorry, but I can't answer. I just got back from a rain.
Phaedra.
I could have yelled on you, Kenya.
What was I going to say about Phaedra here? Oh, my God. Not Phaedra. Portia. So did you read the latest blind item from that crazy Days and Nights thing? It's Portia's like basically a whore now. She's basically a hooker.
You knew that was going to happen.
Dating all these guys for money. And then she bitched at one guy, so he started repossessing all the stuff that he gave her.
Oh, no.
Oh, Portia. The money we've made together with our endeavors, Apollo thought it was supposed to all be free. That paycheck you earned, I helped you earn. He has no money on his own. I just seem to be a good specimen. Oh, yeah, when he's like, Phaedra just needed a hot husband and babies. Pretty much. Well, you think she married you for your Scrabble skills? And that's all I have for this. I mean, it was a pretty dramatic episode.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good way to start the season. I hope we see more of this kind of stuff and less of Nene in Vegas, because I could care less. Like, Nene, they need to fire Vegas. Her.
Jesus,
she needs to be
dropped. She needs to just go. Shut up already.
And she was the first thing. They actually opened up the season with her storyline. Like, that just shows how much they are, like, bowing down to her. Like, this is such an inconsequential storyline. No one cares that she's in Cirque du Soleil. I don't care. I don't think it makes her look more successful.
No, it's like the typical stunt casting, you know? Like, the next celebrity will probably be one of the suitcase girls.
Yeah. Speaking of which, one of those suitcase girls is joining Real Housewives of Atlanta. I guess, I wonder if, it doesn't look like it's going to be next week. Maybe in 2 weeks, Claudia Jordan will join.
Ooh, and then everyone's going to try and fix her up with Cordell, who's also fame-hoary enough that even though he locked his wife out of the house, he still wants to be on the show.
Yeah, but I think Claudia Jordan, I'd like to think, is smart enough not to be someone's beard.
I don't think so. She's on a reality show.
Yeah, that's true too.
She's a poor person on a reality show. Okay?
I know. Yeah,
they'll do whatever they can do.
Her previous gig was just opening up briefcases.
Yeah, I mean, that's her bio. It's like she opened briefcases or something. Like, her bio is really short, and it's just like, she was a model on a TV show. It's like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, she's the girl who watches the curtain open on Deal or No Deal, or on Let's Make a Deal.
So, was there anything else that happened on the show, or should we move on to Vanderpump Rules?
Nothing happened on that show. I mean, except the dramatic stuff, which, I mean, how much can we talk about it?
Yeah, we talked about it. It's good. So let's go
Vanderpoop.
On. Let's go on to Vanderpump Rules, the funniest show on Bravo.
That is the best show.
It
I love
so
it.
So good. I mean, I don't even know where to start. Well, we can just start where the show started. So we saw the rest of the brawl that broke out at Mixology. Mixology, which received a lot of screen time on Bravo this week because the Euros also went there. But
and also the owner went to Pump last week, remember? Yeah. He was like, oh, hello, Lisa. What a gold. This is going to be bigger than Planet Hollywood.
And anyone who's ever been to Mixology, you would know that the place is shit. So,
where is it?
It's in the Grove.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's,
yeah, they always
it's
go
pretty,
there.
It's pretty. It's like very like airy, but it's like, it sucks.
Yeah, people always go there. They go there on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, no, they clearly have like, they are giving a deal to all these shows. So we had this giant brawl, and it was like a big brawl between Tom and, is his name Jamie? Is that his name? I always want to call him Jamie, the British guy. James?
I call him Cabbage Patch Face Doll. I mean, Cabbage Patch
He's face. Like he's like James Dean meets Frankie Grande and turns British.
Ew, I think he looks exactly like a Cabbage Patch doll with skinnier face, like those kind of sunken in, like perfect little eyes.
No, he looks like a British male version of T- Taylor Armstrong.
Oh, his name is James. Okay, I'm going to look up James Vanderpump Rules. Vanderpump Rules. And then I'm going to look up Cabbage Patch Doll, and I'm going to put them next to each other. And you're going to be like, whoa. Okay.
So there was this big fight. And of course, in the midst of it all, I guess a glass broke. And the glass got into Sheena's foot, which had me cracking up. She's like, why is there a piece of glass in my foot? Can someone please explain this? It hurts. Oh! Like,
you like, just hear Sheena.
Like, of course she gets injured.
And pounding the bar, and her poor Botox face can't move like she wants it to, but she's shrieking. Stupid.
It reminds
me. I love Sheena. She is so stupid.
It reminds me of, you ever see Bullets Over Broadway?
Yes.
You know when they're in Boston for the previews and Tracy Ullman gets into a fight with Jim Broadbent? She's like, I knew you had biscuits in your fight. And then they get into a fight and she pushes Jim Broadbent into the wall or something and then crushes Jennifer Tilly's hand. And she's like, ow, you big fat dummy, you hurt my hand. That's exactly what I think Sheena is like. I know that was a long way to go for a simple comparison, but yeah. I was gonna
it was
it.
Pretty far.
It was pretty far, but for me it was really true. It really resonated. She basically is the modern day Olive, charm, Sheena.
Charm, Aziza. I'm sure.
You know, that's
Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah. If Sheena were in the 20s, she would be Olive from Bullets Over Broadway.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Charm.
And then Kristen's like trying to talk in a British accent to stop James. She's like, stop it, Johns. And he's like, but he hit me first, Kristen. He hit me first, Kristen. And then Kristen goes over to start beating up the other Tom, who's now jumped into it.
Oh, yeah.
So she's like beating up a guy.
Yeah.
And then Carmen is yelling at Jax because he didn't help. And he's like, what? I didn't want to get in a fight. And she's like, if there's a girl being hit, you jump in. And he's like, whatever. She wasn't getting hit. I was like, wearing a white shirt. I didn't want to get it dirty.
And then she's like, buck, 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 buck. Because, you know, she looks like Chicken Run. Sorry, Carmen. Unnecessary pot shot at your looks, but it's too easy.
Carmen. Yeah, she looks a lot different with makeup, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I saw her either way. I don't know which. I think we've only seen her in makeup, right?
No, when Jax dumped her, she wasn't wearing any makeup. She looked totally different.
I actually liked her she's pretty. She's pretty. Like, don't get me wrong. She's pretty. I like the way she looked.
I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just saying she looks different with makeup.
I'm saying I liked her out of the makeup. I like that look. It was refreshing. It's a refreshing side of Carmen.
So after this fight where Sheena is carried out of there, and was in the hospital until 6 in the morning,
Cedars-Sinai of Azusa. Azusa Presbyterian Hospital.
That's why they
had
to wait for the bus to take them to Azusa so she could use her insurance.
Yeah. It's a hospital and a gas station.
And the beef jerky will help heal me.
I've got glass in my ankle. Give me a...
How am I supposed to sing with glass in my foot?
Glass.
You've ruined my singing career.
Okay, so then we go to the auditions to be a waiter at Pump. Okay.
Wait, no, no,
this
no.
This is
no, no,
really
no, no.
What trying to be a waiter... Wait, what were we going to say? Did I stop?
Well, maybe I'll jump ahead. I was going to say that we were going to talk about Tom's response to Sheena for the fight.
Oh, what? That's not till later.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Go on.
So I'm just going off notes. So the next thing is auditions to be a waiter at Pump.
Yeah.
Now that is really what it looks like trying to get a job waiting tables in Hollywood. It really does. They put an ad in Craigslist and then hundreds of idiot models show up who don't know how to do shit.
Yeah.
And then they make you take off your shirt.
Yeah.
And that's how they judge their waiters. That's why the service in LA is always so far below the food rating in the Zagat.
Yeah, it's actually very true.
Because they're stupid.
I mean, you should see when they're trying to staff at Chuck E. Cheese, it is just like a meat factory.
No kidding. Get out your wiener and get ready to slap some faces, y'all. Da 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 da. Tom getting dressed. Oh, because they just started Tom singing with him like half naked. And I was like, nice work.
Well, Tom, I mean, he had to put the concealer on, which was, I don't know, for some reason it was like really entertaining to me to watch him do that.
Yeah, because he's so good at
it. Like, babe, like, I have to put on concealer. It stings, babe.
Like, I got my ass kicked, babe.
I got my ass kicked by James, babe. Babe, babe, where's the concealer, babe? Babe.
The next big thing was Jax talking about how he's dating another girl other than this Carmen. And my favorite thing is that he's like, after I broke up with Stassi, I started dating Carmen. I'm like, well, that's eliminating a lot in between there.
Yeah.
There was a lot of fucking going on.
He's like, I started dating Carmen, but then I also was dating someone else. But I'm being honest, so they all both know about each other.
I'm being honest. I don't know why everybody's mad at me. I'm being honest.
You know, it's
funny. Why is everybody so mad at me? I'm just trying to be honest.
It actually reminded me of the New Atlanta a few months ago when there was that guy who was espousing this whole thing of like, well, I can date you and I can date her. And I'm just, as long as I'm honest with everyone, then everyone's on the same page. It's all good. The difference is that guy was a total douchebag, but he kind of like stood behind his douchebaggery. You know, he kind of was like, well, that's just the way it is. If you don't like it, you can go. But Jax, he couldn't quite pull it off.
Yeah, because Jax is like, I'm a new person now. I'm a new guy, you know? I'm a new person.
So I got like a tattoo of like...
Yeah, so then he's trying to get this tattoo of Stassi removed, and he's already got a tattoo of this Carmen girl.
Yeah.
So what do you think is wrong with Jax? Like, if you had to give it a medical name, like, does he fit any of the medical profiles? What the hell is wrong with him?
Drugs. Cocaine.
You think he's just straight up coke addiction?
If you cracked his skull open, white powder would come out. That's all it would be. It was like,
it'd be like one of those candies that's like a straw, but it's full of sugar or whatever.
Yeah, he has like a pixie head.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like...
Oh, a pixie stick, yeah.
Like, you just crack it and you just like snort
it. It's like a pixie slab.
Yeah. He's just like, he's done a lot of drugs. He's very dumb. He's pathologically deranged. I mean, this is not someone who learns from his mistakes. He gets a tattoo of Stassi, and then he's like, oh shit, we broke up. I don't need this anymore. So you would think he would say, oh, I'll never do that again. But instead he gets a tattoo of Carmen, the one he doesn't even like that much, of the two girls. He gets a tattoo of her, and then he's like, well, you know, I'm impulsive. Like, you know how it is when you're in love, you're sort of like impulsive and you do stupid things. Ha 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 ha. Like, no.
Nope. Never done that.
I got no
tattoos. I like what Stassi found out about him getting a black rose over the tattoo, and she's like, black like my heart. At least I wasn't turned into a tribal.
Yeah, that was funny. You know, Stassi has been relegated to the sidelines. I mean, she's doing nothing. She's literally sitting on, like, a dirty futon, just waiting for people to come to her and talk to her.
What's up with this? I thought she moved to New York because she found some successful boyfriend.
Yes.
And he had to be there for work and this and that. And she's like, well, we lived in this tiny studio, and I had to poop in the same room as him. And now he's sleeping on somebody's couch somewhere. What the hell? I think he's poor.
I think he doesn't exist. I think it's all a lie. But she has no...
Really? Have we seen pictures of him in the real life, in the real world? Oh, my God. Now I have to look this up.
But she has Stassi. The thing is, Stassi has no axe to grind. She needs to have, like, a man on the show that she can boss around and be evil to so we can hate her again.
Yeah, she has to be at work. I mean, it's a show about the waiters at the job, and she's not even working there. I don't understand. Now, that said, she's still really hilarious. Okay,
yeah,
with
she is.
Patrick Meagher. Okay, I'm going to look him up. Patrick Meagher. Let's look at this guy. He's hot.
Patrick Meagher?
Of course, that's probably what she cares about most. She's cute. She's like some cute little blonde guy. I'm just looking at the pictures. I was going to look at his financial status.
I feel like his name is probably Mar, not Meagher. Meagher? Oh, yeah, he is really cute.
Well, yeah, of course. She's not going to date some fuggo. Okay, so now
a day trader or something.
Yeah, we need to find out. So if anybody knows anything about him, let us know, because I'm curious why they're sleeping on couches.
He has headshots. He's like a wannabe actor.
Recent works, projects, exhibitions, publications, Silvershed. Or is that the same guy? Oh, this must be a different guy. So anyway, I just think that's weird that she like had to come back to reality world to get out of his studio in New York.
Remember the days of Stassi and Jax, and then Stassi and Frank, and then Frank and Jax fighting, and then Stassi and Jax. Those are the days.
Oh, well, they're not going to just keep Stassi sitting there the whole time. She'll be back at work in a second. She'll be like, Lisa, I need my work.
She's going to somehow get into some relationship. She needs to.
Yeah, she needs to do something. But she is pretty funny. Let's see here. Tom's crying video.
This was one of the highlights of the episode, was that when Tom got home after the brawl, he sent Sheena a 4-minute long crying apology. I'm so sorry to you, to your family, to Shay, to Shay's family, to your ankle, to your tattoo.
To mixology.
It was like a reverse award acceptance.
The buzz boy who had to clean up your blood.
What a thing. And the thing is that...
And I liked it. Sheena was like, well, of course I forgave him. You know, I mean, all I need is either champagne or a 4-minute long video where you look like a total pussy.
She's such a bitch. That's so, like, it's so shallow. Like, he... I don't know. It was nice of...
funny.
It was nice of him to send a video. It did not have to be 4 minutes. It should have been like, hey, I'm really, really sorry. I was a total jackass. I owe you a drink or whatever. He doesn't need to be sitting there crying for 4 minutes. Oh, man, I'm sorry.
So funny.
It was amazing. And it was like bad quality, too. I was like, what was this recorded on? Like a Fisher Price webcam? I don't
know. So then Lisa has everybody to. Lisa comes into the restaurant to yell at everybody and have a meeting. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what happened here? And James is like, well, he made fun of my car. And so I made fun of his car. And then we made fun of each other's car. And then he hit me. And Lisa's like, you're fired. Basically, yeah. Like, get out.
Yeah. She's like, I have some allegiance to Kristen and Tom, but I have none to you. So you two are suspended and you no longer work here. Goodbye.
Yeah. I don't want to hear it. Goodbye.
I couldn't believe that she fired such a successful DJ. I mean,
seriously, like she does not know who he is.
He's like famous. He plays like festivals.
That guy has discs with holes in them that he puts on machines and they make music. Okay, Lisa.
He like,
it's called a record.
He plays like, he played like Coldwater Canyon Park. That's like a solid like 150 square feet. That's a big venue, okay?
Oh, that guy. He played Mixology, you guys.
Yeah, he's like the DJ at Mixology. I don't know if you know who you're messing with. He has like a following.
I'm surprised that she fired him just for the drama.
She never fires anyone.
I didn't know she was allowed to fire people. Otherwise, Kristen would have been out of there a long time ago.
Yeah, she shouldn't have fired him just because they're all silly.
And then during that meeting, Kristen's giving her a dirty look like, what's your problem, Lisa?
Seriously? You're going to fire her?
She's like, well, we've had problems. She's like, when was the last time we had problems? Seriously?
Seriously? It's been a while. Like, seriously? I'm a good employee.
What about Katie being like, you have to give Tom a job. We're trying to get married.
I know. This will change everything, being a bartender at Pump. that's the road. That's success right there.
Oh, I feel bad for Katie. She's eating her feelings.
I know. Seriously?
Which are apparently delicious. Seriously? I've been there. But I'm not on TV. Roll it back, Katie.
There was something I was going to say about... Seriously?
Seriously?
But I can't remember now, and it's like, it's crushing me. I'm very sad about this. That whole, like, Tom being like, just give me a chance. Give me a shot. Like, this is not Top Gun, okay? This is not like... Please get me out there, or Rudy, or something. Like, you're just a bartender at a middling restaurant at the corner of Santa Monica and Robertson.
What else? I love when Jax gets together with Carmen. Okay, so Jax meets this girl is dating in Vegas.
Oh wait, before we even get to the Carmen thing, because that's gonna be a whole other section. But the thing I enjoyed. Was when Tom said, he's like, I feel like this whole thing with Kristen, I feel like this was a giant swing and a miss for Kristen. And it's like, it so was. It was just such a swing and a miss for her. And it was like, just hilarious. Just imagine Kristen actually swinging something and missing, like whiffing on something. gave me extreme joy, because that's the best way to put it. And you know there are going to be many, many more swings and misses for Kristen.
Oh, yeah. She's going to just keep trying. Who's going to want to date her?
No one.
She's not all that cute. She's a total bitch. She's done nothing. Who's going to date that girl? Nobody is going to date that girl except some little 22-year-old fame whore like she had there.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, Carmen.
So we meet Jax's other girlfriend, which we're finding about today.
Is her name Tiffany? I forget.
Who cares? I don't know. Yeah. Some Vegas hoe. So she shows up. He's like, she's from Vegas. And of course she's from fucking Vegas.
Yeah.
She totally looks like a Vegas hoe.
Yeah.
But it turns out he likes her the best because she runs the customer relations, like the VIP relations at the Bellagio. So that's a good reason to date anybody. I mean, that's like free shit every day in the most glamorous restaurants. I mean, that's just like sitting back and collecting free shit.
Like so sweaters. Who can blame sweaters him? That you can't even imagine.
Yeah, he's like, could you help me sell my sweater line in Vegas, which is like the hottest place in America?
He's like, how about we put the sweaters in the Bellagio fountains? So that way, like, when the fountains go up, the sweaters go up too. It's a sweater fountain show.
So that, he's like, oh, I've got to get rid of this other girl because you're so much cuter. And this girl's probably just dating him to be on TV anyway. It's not like she can actually see something in Jax.
And by the way, the funny thing is that there's really no potential between him and this other girl in Vegas because it's long distance. He will not be able to keep his shit in his pants for a long distance relationship. And he's clearly in it, as you said, for the VIP connections and the fact that she's that she has a crowd. She hangs with a crowd that like flies private jets, allegedly. Yeah.
And he admitted it, pretty much.
Yeah.
But I loved when he's telling Carmen, like, he's so terrible. First of all, he doesn't even take her to a nice dinner. He's like, meet me at Domino's.
Yeah.
All right?
I respected that tactic, to be honest. I was like, yeah, why throw a lot of money at this woman that you're about to dump?
Oh, my God. Because she put in the time. You should buy it. It's like giving it's a gold watch at the end of service.
Listen, this is like going to a restaurant with like 3,000 two-star Yelp reviews and being like, oh, God, the food wasn't that good. Like, it was Jax is well-publicized on TV. She knew what she was getting into.
Yeah, Jax has a very low Yelp review. Yeah. That's true.
He has two and a half rashes.
I like that she did the total girl thing where she goes from she goes from the most supportive, loving thing ever to, I don't like you. You're a loser. All you do is drink and hang out anyway.
Yeah, I don't even like you. Like, yeah.
But like just yesterday, you loved him.
Yeah. Well, the best part about that is, so he takes the pussy away. He's like, listen, you know, it's going to, you know, summer's coming up and I want you to have a great summer and I don't want to hold you back. And I feel like you could have so much fun without me. And da, da, da. And she's like, so basically, you're dumping me.
He's like, you don't need me. Yeah. You're going to school. You're going back to school. You don't need me. I'm just some guy. She's like, what is it? What are you trying to say? He's like,
And then she gets mad at him, and then he's like dumbfounded. He can't believe that she would be mad at being dumped. And he's like, he has that like derp face. He's like, you know, and then
derp.
And then she gets mad at him, and I think she's also mad that he's too much of a pussy to come out and say what's really on his mind, you know? And she's like, listen, 2 days ago, you said you wanted to have babies with me. You put a tattoo on your arm, and now you're saying you want to break up with me? Like, yeah, this is really fucked up, and you need to grow up, and, like, you're 35. You need to get your shit together, blah, 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 blah. And then he's like, don't shoot the messenger. It's like, what? No. No, you aren't the messenger. You are the source. And like, and on top of that, like, he's acting as if he's the victim in this somehow.
Yeah, he's like, I can't believe she's treating me like this. I'm being honest. I mean,
yeah, he's like, I'm being. This is what I get for being honest.
Yeah, he's like, here's what I learned today. Being honest sucks.
But you stupid. But you weren't being honest. You didn't say I like the other girl more.
Oh,
and actually, didn't Tom?
I don't even think that he even knows that he likes the other girl more. I think the other girl was coming in from Vegas anyway, so he knew that he had to do something because she probably gave him some kind of ultimatum. Yeah. And that's the only reason he even thought about it. I mean, he was just with this Carmen girl like yesterday.
He doesn't even know what he's talking about. He keeps on using the word honest as if it like alleviates any wrongdoing on his part. And Tom was the one who actually busted him, right? Wasn't Tom where Jax says, I'm trying this new honest thing where I'm like, I let each of them know, and it's like it's working out really well. And then Tom's like, "Do you like one more than the other?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Did you tell her that?" He's like, "No." He goes, "Well, then you're not really being that honest, are you?" And he's like, "I don't know." It's like, gosh, you're so stupid. You're not honest. You're not honest. And by the way, there was no indication whatsoever that the honesty thing was working out well. Like, I don't think we saw from the girls that they appreciated this whole honesty thing. I think it was like they tolerated it, you know? But deep down inside, they knew that they were going to, like, one of them knew that they were going to persevere.
I don't know. You're dating a reality star that you know is a whore and you know is going to totally cheat on you, and you're just dating him to be on TV. So shut up. I don't feel bad for either one of you.
Yeah.
Deserve what you get.
Yeah.
Anybody who dates Jax deserves what they get, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
Enjoy your purple pills.
Yeah, exactly. He's a disaster.
So what else happened here? I just put a lot of times Jax is a retard. That's what I kept writing in my notes. And then my last note is James has Cabbage Patch face. That's it.
By the way, gossip fresh in. This is from Abby Johnson. Portia Williams has been kicked off Dish Nation. I guess she said something about President Obama. That's the only thing the caption says. But I'm really.
Was she excited. A regular on there? Or
Wait,
something?
Should I? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play this. I'm going to play this. Okay, I'm going to take out my headphones, and we're going to. I'm going to play this video because there's a video attached.
Okay. Okay. Hold on.
Can you hear? Can you hear this?
Several top golf courses in Westchester while he was there visiting. The Trump National Golf Club, the Wingfoot, and Willow Ridge were among some of the elite courses that rebuffed the president's request to tee off there. They did not want to shut down their high-profile members of these clubs in order for the president to accommodate him to play some golf.
I mean, because you already know it was a lot, though. I mean, think about it. When he comes, Secret Service has to go check the woods. They got to check the balls. Like, what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, terrorists could totally put bombs in the ground. They could make one of the balls, you know, like a bomb. So when the president gets up to tee off, it's like, boom, he hits the ball, and it explodes. Like, you can have bombs, and the president, his balls must be secure.
Okay. I think it was staged, unfortunately.
Well, where's the part where she gets kicked off?
That's what happened. She just got. They literally just. A guy just came and pulled her off the screen. But I think it was. Oh, I think it was fake. I think it was fake.
I'm with her. Okay, well, not about the balls having bombs in them, but, you know, why should everybody else not be able to golf that day because Obama wants to golf? You know, the president, like what she's saying, when they have to check the woods. They have to. It's a huge deal.
The terrorists could put a bomb in the golf ball.
Here, it doesn't matter if the president is in downtown. The entire city shuts down. You can't drive anywhere. You can't do shit. It's a pain in the ass. So fucking get a golf game on your Xbox. Give me a break. Golf wherever you want. Why are we worried about where the president is able to golf?
I think
the president has enough to do without golfing somewhere. Okay, how about you go do things that are more important than golfing?
Let
Democrats
him
just lost the entire country last week. He wants to go golfing. Come on, people.
Well, what else is he supposed to do? What else is he supposed to do?
Exactly.
Let the poor man golf.
Yeah, poor somewhere. Guy. He's golfed enough. All right.
So, should we move on to Euros of Hollywood?
And just to be clear, it's not just Obama. It's all of them, that whole fucking government. What do they even do over there? How many wars are we in? Can we stop this bullshit government for a couple of seconds? Okay, now we can move on. What?
Why don't we move on to Euros of Hollywood?
Yeah, let us leave our own country.
I am funny, and I do not like Leona at my dinner party.
Why are you eating the cheese? I bought this cheese at the Trader Joe. You're eating the whole cheese by yourself. It is warm.
I bought the cheese from Ralph. I bought it from Ralph and Albert's son, the son of Albert.
Bonnie has this accent where it sounds German, but then it'll be like one weird is really weird. Yeah. She'll be like,
why did you eat the cheese?
Yeah, because it's like she learned American from like maybe a British person or something like that. So she's like,
so I don't know what I am doing. This house has several walls. I don't know. I'm funny.
Like she learned English from the Mob Wives.
Oh my God. I love Euros of Hollywood. I'm into this show. I am like,
Bliona need attention to be at the party. She cannot be a party with no attention from Bliona. Me no like.
Bliona, every time she come to a party, she eat cheese. She eat cheese with her mouth.
By the way, Bliona, let's not get it twisted. Bliona is a monster. She was eating Parmesan. She was taking a wedge of Parmesan and eating it, like shoving it in her mouth. I was horrified.
She's like, yeah, that's how I like to do it.
You know, in Albania, okay? You have
this
to work hard.
This is how I do it.
In Albania, you work hard. I had to work hard to be able to eat cheese. So I eat cheese however I want to. That's how I do
when
it.
When I was at the prime minister's house, this is how I ate the cheese.
In Albania, we don't eat cheese with our mouth. We actually just spread the cheese on our cheeks, and then we lick it off each other's cheeks. That's how we do in Albania. Mm-hmm. We work hard to do that.
Bliona. All I wrote about Bliona is her boobs look like they're made out of pantyhose material. I don't know why I'm talking about everybody's boobs today. Maybe I'm having some kind of physiological change, but I'm noticing everybody's boobs this week, and hers look like they're made out of pantyhose material. That's
yeah,
all I have to say.
I would not be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if it was like, so one thing that's happening in L.A., there's this one area of L.A. where they've been like building a it's like a dump, a giant dump, and they've been like carved out like part of the landscape, and they put all the shit into the land, and like you can't, it's like looks like a park on top, but you can't like walk around there because the ground is always shifting around because there's all this like this trash underneath the surface that's like emitting gas, and it's always shifting and it's dangerous, and I feel like that's what's in her boobs, dumpster trash emitting gases.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
I feel like her boobs are like the grassy things that look like park, but are dangerous to walk on.
Well, she's become close with the one who's married to the Swedish mafia guy, who's like, put things together. I will make, you know, I will put something brilliant together for you. So, Fonny, maybe you can do art at my party. And Fonny's like,
I would love to do the art at your party.
Oh, I would love to do art. I would love to do art
I'm
so much. Artist.
I love art. Fonny love art.
But I'm a little nervous because I haven't done it in a while. But I'm a little nervous. But it'll be fun. It'll be fun because my name is Fonny.
So she has, I don't know why, but she invites Fonny to meet some singer in a studio while the singer is recording. I don't know what that was about. But Fonny shows up and she's like,
thank you so much for having me. Why would you be friends with Bliona? She's a horrible person. She is so fake and phony. And you don't seem like this to me.
And then she went and barfed in the bathroom the studio.
And by the
for
way,
for some reason we never really got.
She's like, I look too much like Austrian Pink. Must throw up now.
Yeah, that was so bizarre. She's like, I have to go to the bathroom. I don't feel good.
Okay, I'm better.
They're like, you can leave now. Just leave. Just go.
And then Isabel's like, I'm not fake. I'm not fake at all. And so she calls up Bliona. And Bliona's like, well, why do you have this woman sing for you? Do you not feel she's not stable?
Yeah, and she's like, call her and tell her she is not welcome to your party because you don't want this kind of emotional wreck at your party. So this girl's like, she gets mad at Fonny for trying to control her, but then just lets Bliona control her. And frankly, I don't blame her because Bliona's way scarier. And that was Fonny's first mistake. You don't go against a scary bitch.
Listen, I'm on team Fonny in all of this. And in fact, I was kind of like, I had this feeling of dread hanging over me the entire episode because she was so excited to have a gig that Isabella was going to arrange, and then she was going to get in with Isabella and then in with Swedish House Mafia, and then she was going to be a big superstar. But you knew it was all going to fall apart. And sure enough, because of what she said to Isabella, she pissed off Isabella, and then Bliona just exacerbated it. And then Isabella sits Fonny down at the end of the episode and is like, listen, I think that you're unstable, and I don't want to work with an artist who's unstable. And I was talking to, like, Alexandra, and she was like, I don't want to work with this. It's so awkward. I don't want to work with her at all. And then Fonny was like, no, it was my stupid way of saying, I'm so sorry. Oh, no, I'm Fonny. No, I never wanted to do that.
They can't believe you think I'm unstable.
I stupidly say.
And then
I cut to like a random lesbian.
Leave the room and leave her in there, and Fonny's just crying. And I'm like, why would you invite Fonny to your house?
Yeah.
Like you should have done this at a coffee shop, because now you got Fonny in the other room at your house sobbing.
And
stupid.
Ready to barf everywhere. And I love that when Isabella and her friend like walked out, they or her friend actually her friend I think walked Fonny out at one point, and the girl was, had like a little t-shirt that said friend. Just, it's like, oh, poor Fonny.
Oh, so what else happened? We saw big kind of Germany guys.
Yeah, they were like, one German guy was like all horny, and because he hasn't had sex in forever, so he's at the gym. He's like, okay, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, okay. It's like,
you did good. Oh, yeah, I'm a fighter. This is why you do good in Los Angeles.
They did the graffiti all along the street here. You see what they did to my window? They came and do graffiti on it.
One of them said, America is the land of the land.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Meanwhile, the Sasha, he is lying to his family. They're like, so, when do we get to come to America? How's it going over there? He's like, oh, it's going very well. Very well over here in America. And it's like,
oh my gosh. Massimo, we got to see Massimo do some acting.
Oh, yeah. He's like, okay. All right, I do American accent now. This is me being American.
I'm a country boy. I'm a country boy who likes in the country and a hay in his mouth.
I loved when he was on his way to the audition. He's like, oh, thank you so much, a cab driver. Well, I'm Japanese now for him. I like that he's Japanese.
No, this is what happened last week.
Thank you so much for bringing me to this audition.
This is what happened last week. There's so many accents that we start winding up like landing into.
It's too much. Like, yeah.
Like, I can't even do a German accent anymore. The German accent's like the easiest one to do. And now I'm like, hello there.
Oh, that's terrible, Ben.
Oh, it's terrible.
Also, learning that Australian accent, there's something about it that's in the middle of your mouth.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do anything else after that, Ben.
Yeah. Well, I'll try to do Sebastian. I mean Sasha. Sasha was like, you know, he's all sexed up and he's like very horny and he's trying to drink tequila. But Germans don't drink tequila; they drink beer. So this is very hard for Sasha. And when they do the graffitis on the window, like, how is he supposed to do that? Not a lot of business.
It's like, oh, they did it for the whole of Melrose. Yeah. So that's all that happened on this show, right?
Well, and then Yannick or whatever, or what's his name again? Oleander. Oleander, like, brought his girlfriend to mixology, and he was like, so what do we want to do here? We want to order some drinks now, right? And she's like, I would like to start working some more. And he's like, oh, not at my business, because you're not employee, you're a girlfriend, so that is a line. She's like, well, I want a ring. And he's like, oh, a ring. And they did eyebrows. I'm high
you
on don't coffee.
Give you know this girl is like, what, 22? I mean, how old is this girl? She looks like she's a child.
She's too young, and you can tell she's annoying.
She's young. Yeah, she's young. She's going to be a huge bitch. You could just see it coming.
She's not qualified. Just because she knows how to say, I need to update the B2B page, doesn't mean that she's qualified to do anything.
I feel like, who do you date when you're an older woman? Like, once you hit, like, 35, who do you date? I mean, what? Especially in Europe, because they seem to be even worse than we are. And men here are bad.
Yeah. But
you think it's just men everywhere? I mean, what do women do?
I don't know.
I guess women are starting to fuck 20-year-olds now, too. So I guess we just need to treat it like a salmon farm. Just keep farming enough for the rest of us 40-year-olds to fuck.
I'm sure the new Bravo show, The Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, will explore these topics. Ad nauseum.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Cuddy will be getting plenty in her putty.
Mm-hmm.
So next we have Top Chef. You want to talk about Top Chef a bit, Ben?
Yeah, let's talk about Top Chef, because I love Top Chef also.
What do you think of it, Ben?
You know, I love it. I love it. I hate that asshole Aaron, though.
I don't even know where my little notebook is. Oh, shoot. Hold on, Ben. Talk about something.
I can talk about the fact that I don't like Aaron on Top Chef. I think he's an asshole. And in fact, last week, this is something we forgot to talk about on the bonus episode and at the top of this episode. I think he was arrested. I was talking about how Aaron, the short guy, was arrested for domestic abuse.
Yeah, shocker.
He's such an
asshole.
Because
he pushed his girlfriend too hard or something.
He's an asshole.
Yeah, that guy's an asshole. And to girls who are dating guys like that, who have short tempers, who berate you for no reason, who yell and scream, throw fits, try and make you feel like shit, that's called abuse. So don't be surprised when you get pushed too hard. Leave. Yeah. Do not be around men like that, okay? Yeah. Whatever your daddy did to you, get over it in therapy and stop dating men like that. You're hurting yourself.
Yeah.
So my favorite thing that Dick Aaron did, which is basically, I think he's the only thing that anybody's talking about so far this season.
Yeah.
But I thought it was hilarious when he's trying to give the Mexi Jew stuff. He's trying to give him crap again. And Mexi Jew's like, oh, shut the fuck up, Aaron. No one cares what you think, okay? And then Aaron's like, I think he's going to use mental warfare against the other chefs to win this. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's exactly what you're doing. You're like bullying everybody and trying to get them to fuck up, you jerk.
He has such a chip on his shoulder towards everyone and everything. Ugh.
He's gross.
He's awful.
The mom, the annoying blonde mom who got into a fight with him first.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I really want to quit.
Because you know why? You know when everybody misses their children on a reality show? When they lose a challenge.
Yeah.
Every single time. No one, when they win, is like, oh my God, I miss my children. I wish they were here to share this with me. It's only when they lose that they're like, I need to leave because I miss my children. Stop using your children as an excuse, okay?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be resenting your children for stealing the life you could have been living, okay? Yeah. Stop using them as an excuse.
Yeah.
Sick of that. A reality show thing. We're like, oh, I lost. I miss my family suddenly, or my dad died, or someone had cancer. What else? Norm was there from Cheers.
Yeah, they did a quick fire in Cheers.
I mean, I guess it was kind of boring. What is there something to talk about in Top Chef?
I'm trying to remember what
that
happened.
I'm missing.
They did. Oh, they had to do different menus, right? And Aaron was on like the winning. One of the winning teams. And
well, they had to do menus in an Italian restaurant, and whoever ordered the most menu, like whichever team had the most menus ordered, won, which I think is kind of unfair. It should be about the quality of the food. I mean, of course, if you put pepperoni pizza, more people are going to order it, but that's like hackier food than the other stuff. I didn't like that. And also, I didn't like that the guest was that stupid girl from Shameless. What is that girl about?
Yeah.
She barely eats anyway. Where are they getting these guests
from? She had
to
be gluten-free. And she was like, I'm sorry.
In an Italian restaurant.
I know. But you know what, though? That very sweet culinary teacher who I like, she made her like a zucchini pasta. And I was like, so happy because I was like, there. Like, another win for her over Aaron. I mean, Aaron did well, too, but it was one of those things where, like, Aaron was being such a dick to her. Every time she does well, I'm happy. Because I'm like, she probably has to deal with those little punks all the time.
Yeah, I want her to make it farther than Aaron. Even though she pretty much just makes, like, broccoli salad or, like, simple.
She's so sweet, though. She's so sweet and nice.
Yeah. Who says that food has to be difficult? I've been watching Jamie Oliver. By the way, do you watch him ever, Jamie Oliver?
No, because I find that, like, when I've watched like The Naked Chef, the camera work is like too frantic and I can't, it's like too much for me to watch.
Oh, that one's not even on. I'm watching it on this internet channel, but I've been watching him do Jamie Oliver's 30 minute meals. He's like, listen, guys, you think it's too hard to make meals? Well, it's not. You can do all of this in 30 minutes. A salad, a steak, a dessert. And then he like goes into it. It's really good to watch while you're binging.
Yeah.
And I've noticed like all the celebrity chefs, they only have their basic mirepoix or whatever. Like his is onion, garlic, chili, and I guess that would count as the pepper, right? And whatever, the carrot. Like that's it. Like everything is that. It's just basically saute that and then throw some chicken and like whatever spice you want to make it different. So I guess some cooking is basically simple, you know. It doesn't have to be so crazy. So I guess I should get off that girl's ass, because you know she just cooks simple shit.
No, stay on her ass. It's a podcast. That's what we're here for. Irrational attack.
No, she's the one that you like.
I know, but I'm saying you don't have to like her just because, you know, if you want to have like a chip against
her. I like her because she's nice, but then nice. I wouldn't want to hang out with her because every time like we got so a red boring. Light, she'd start complaining about her dad or something.
either way, Emmy Rossum, kind of annoying, but I did like
Emmy Rossum, yeah. Ugh.
I did like that she went and met the chefs and was like, sorry, I was the annoying one with the gluten allergy. I was like, okay, she owned it a little bit.
I just think it's annoying when you've got some skinny girl who obviously doesn't eat and doesn't really have. Did she have a connection to Boston? Maybe I missed it.
I don't know.
She doesn't really have a connection to anything. It's like, who is this? She just showed up because they needed like a celebrity judge. And then she has nothing to say. She's not a foodie at all. Her criticisms were after everybody else says it's bad, she'd be like, yeah, bad dish. That's not what you're supposed to make on Top Chef. Get out of here with your gluten allergy. Get out.
stupid show. She is shameless.
Also, I resent her because in the original Shameless, the Brit version of Shameless... Wait, is it British Shameless?
I think so.
Oh, my God. It might be Australian. But I watched the first few episodes years ago when it came out. It was pretty funny. But it's not all about, like, gorgeousness, you know? That girl's too gorgeous. Like, the other girl's a little more regular and beat down because she had to take care of her alcoholic father and all this shit. And then the American one, of course, are like, get a hot twig. Bastards.
They should she should have appeared on Top Chef wearing her full Phantom of the Opera outfit. That's what.
Oh my God! Is she from Phantom of the Opera?
She was the girl in the Phantom of the Opera movie from a few years ago.
Oh my God! So she even plays roles that I hate. I hate Christine too. Christine is one of the biggest pussies in musical theater history. Imagine she's like, if they you can get me a job as a lead. Okay, I'll fuck you guy with no face or like half a face. You fucking user. No wonder you're on a reality show now.
She should have shown up as Christine, and then like Tom could have had been like the Phantom of the Opera. And then Padma
could have been like, I'll get you gluten-free if you like make out with me under my mask.
Right, and isn't there like an evil woman in there, like a rival?
Carlotta.
Padma could have been Carlotta. And Richard Blaze could have just been the chandelier, and he could have just fallen from the ceiling.
Richard Blaze, that face.
The Phantom of Top Chef.
The gluten of the opera is here and is clogging your ass.
What's the other famous song from Phantom of the Opera? Isn't there like two famous songs?
Is it the music of the night.
Yes. The gluten of Boston.
Let your glands swell and choke you. You deserve it, or you won't eat what I cooked anymore. Okay, so Top Chef is done. Now what? This was a week of Bravo. Oh my God, there was
We had two episodes, hideous, insufferable episodes of New Jersey Reunion.
And oh, those were both this week, weren't they? Okay,
killer,
well.
Killer. And they just, I can't even remember what happened in one versus what happened in the other. It was just like a big mess of yelling. I do know, because I watched the most recent one this morning, and it was just like Jim Marchese overload. It was too much.
Jim Marchese is horrible.
He's like jacked up on something. I think actually he was just jacked up on adrenaline. I'm not even going to say he was on
Coke. I would say Adderall probably, because that's like the new Coke.
I think he was on there.
Coke.
Jim is basically like a classic, like he was like nerd. He was like pushed around in high school and middle school, and now he has his words, and he's like, he doesn't have his social graces though. And he's probably like, listen, I'm gonna be rude. I'm gonna be a pig, and I'm gonna be the villain, and it'll be great, and then we'll get picked up. But he was so annoying. I mean, even Andy Cohen was like, "You're really rude. You know you're rude, right?" And Jim was just so aggressive, and like, he just says things and like unnecessarily obnoxious things. He'd be like, "If you just shut up, you big bitch," you know. It's like he said it to like Reno. I don't know.
Yeah, Jim, I hate so much, and I find him to be so useless that it's really hard. I mean, and I know it's hard when we're going to be talking about these two reunions, so I'm going to have to put my feelings aside, but it's hard for me to even spend time on him. I just don't take him seriously. He's obviously just some fame whore. You know, like all the new cast members this year, he's just yelling to get attention. You know, it's like none of them really have anything to say, nothing to do, no personal storylines. It's just about getting attention. So the most disgusting man to me, again, Andy fucking Cohen. I mean, what is this guy doing? Here we go. Two more hours. He's already had an entire interview special with Teresa that's a double, right? Where all he did was ask the same questions over and over with his fake caring face. Now it's two more. Then he has an hour reunion special, which we saw. Then he's two more hours. And this entire first hour almost until the 45-minute mark was, but Teresa, your fans are saying that you robbed people and you deserve what you're getting. What do you think about that? Teresa, your fans want to know what it's going to be like without makeup in prison. Teresa, your friends want to know what you feel about now that your kids know that you're a felon. You know, how do your kids feel? Teresa, what do you think of Teresa? What about this? Teresa, what about that? Teresa, what about you? Teresa, you're a loser. Teresa, you're a criminal. Teresa, shut up. This is too much. It's too much. Please stop. You're making me even feel bad for Teresa, and I hate the bitch. Stop talking.
I've said it a million times. I hate the sympathetic edit that Teresa's getting, and I thought it was just like out of control once again on this reunion special, especially in the last 10 minutes, as Andy Cohen is sitting there getting choked up and they're holding hands, and she's like, this might be my last episode. This might be my last reunion, which is bullshit. One of our listeners on our Facebook page was like, yeah, right. There's going to be like Teresa's last Christmas special. It's going to be, everything is going to be documented up until the very end.
Oh, yeah. Her ass will be back the second she's out of jail, too. It'll be like the return of Teresa, and she'll be like, I learned my lesson. I'm a new person now.
Yeah. No, I just find it sickening. I think she did wrong. She's a criminal.
I do too, but that's the thing. It's like, it's not, he's pretending it's a sympathetic edit, but it's not. It's like he grabs her hair, he drags her through the mud for 3 hours, and then he's like, I'm going to miss you, girl.
I know.
It's gross. It's like exploiting, it's exploitation plus like fake love at the same time. It's gross.
Yeah, no, it's sickening. I thought the whole thing, especially this third hour, was so vile.
Ronnie and I just had some big technical difficulties, which just goes to show that even Skype is sick of all these people. But what I was going to say was that I don't see how this show can go on. Teresa's going to jail. Amber and Jim are so vile that they can't possibly come back under the Jill Zarin clause. When someone gets so hideous, they just have to be fired. The twins are terrible. No one cares about them. They can't come back. Dina doesn't want to come back. That just leaves Melissa, and she's not even interesting anymore. So there's no one left to watch on this show. So they either have to truly start fresh with a new set of women, which they'll never do, or just put it to sleep.
Well, an article was posted on our Facebook page that everybody was re-signed for the next season. So,
It's terrible.
So I guess they're going to be trying it again. Although I don't see how they would just be trying it again when the season was shortened to 13 episodes. That's pretty bizarre. And I can't even believe they gave them 3 hours of reunion after a 14 episode season.
Right?
Maybe there's something fishy there.
It was honestly one of the worst seasons of all time with any Housewives. Worse than DC, worse than, maybe even worse than season one of Miami.
Yeah, that show's stupid. Glad it's over. Bye! Of course, there's like a lost footage special, but I'm not watching that. I'm telling you that right now.
Didn't they already have a lost footage?
I heard there was a lost footage. Someone on Facebook said there's a new lost footage coming up.
They had secrets revealed. Now they've got lost footage, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not watching that. Sorry!
Sorry. No. There will be no more. It's just, it's terrible.
Jersey's dead, y'all.
But I will say this, though. Jim Marchese did score 1 point. He got one victory point when he pulled out all those photos of Bobby at the book signings. And Bobby's like,
hilarious.
Bobby's like, well, no, I was at Teresa. I mean, I just happened to be there. I was buying something, and she was there, so I thought I'd take a picture. And then the other time, you know, we were all there. It was like we were all there, so I took pictures with everyone, you know, because we were all there. I was like, no, you are so busted.
Yeah, that guy is pretty pathetic. Yeah. I feel bad for him.
Jim got him for sure. The one thing that Jim did.
But who else? I mean, what else even happened? Those twins in there.
Everything with their mother.
It was my mother.
You don't talk about my mother like that. Like, if I had a culotta for every single time that someone said something mean about my mother, I would have a lot of culottas. So actually, you can talk about my mother a lot because I love culottas.
I love that Teresa is so stupid that she doesn't even realize that she's kind of affirming what this girl is saying. Yeah. When she's like, I didn't do it. But you know what? So what? So if it wasn't true, then why are you so mad? I mean, look at Melissa. She didn't get mad when that stuff came out. So, which is basically, that situation was you obviously having Kim D on the show to say that Melissa was a stripper. Like,
yeah,
that was the most obvious thing in the world, and then denied it. And Melissa did have a fucking fit about it for like a year. So yeah. I don't know what you're talking about, but she's basically like comparing the two. And the last one, she was obviously the culprit, which kind of made her look guilty in this.
Right.
This one too. But God bless Teresa.
I mean, the twins did have a slight point when they, I guess at some point someone asked Teresa, do you think that Reno slept with his mother-in-law? And Teresa's like, I don't know, it's between them. And so then everyone got mad. It's like, you should say, no, I don't believe it. Everyone got mad. And the thing is, that's what's always tripped up Teresa, is that she doesn't, she clearly thinks that it's true, obviously, but she doesn't own up to it. And it's like that lack of accountability to what she really thinks and what's really on her mind is what drives people crazy about her. So the twins.
Well, someone named Benjamin Cohen could be one of your cousins, Ben. Mm-hmm. On our Facebook,
yes, said, related by first name.
Well, also Cohen by tribe.
That's true.
Nicole not saying a word about the Reno rumor, which I thought was pretty funny. She never said anything. Right. Only one of them was really denying it. And then Nicole not being condemned for pulling Amber's hair, which I thought was interesting, too. It was like, I guess, like the whole violence, you know, housewives violence thing is just a thing now.
Well, I think, or maybe they just didn't, they were trying to limit how many things they could talk to the twins about because they kept on harping on about the same point. I mean, at one point, you know, I think it was Teresa was like, you know, like, I don't feel bad for Teresa going to jail because when you do bad things, this is what happens. So you think, like, in my mind, I'm like, you know what, thank God someone's about to say, you know, when you defraud people, you go to jail, and that's just the way life is. But instead she's like, so when you speak about my mother, you can't speak about my mother, and that's what karma's going to get you. It's going to go to jail. I'm like, no, you stupid idiot. The lesson is not, like, don't talk about someone's mom or you might go to jail. The lesson is don't defraud someone because you might go to jail. You're so stupid. She's like, clank, clank.
I think if you want to really punish any of these people, you should have the sketch artist from Real Housewives of Atlanta's courtroom to sketch them. That's like the worst punishment ever.
No, for the twins, I think it would be an improvement.
Did you see the Apollo sketch?
It was like Al Hirschfeld.
Yeah, he's like all skinny and scrawny and has bad posture. It's like
little hands. It's
like total crap. You know that court... That court artist is some fat, bitter jerk.
You know, it was probably like Phaedra. She's like, oh, yeah, well, I forgot to mention in my spare time, I picked up court artistry. She's like,
oh my God.
I now am not only a lawyer and a mortician, but I also am a court artist. And I know how to be an entrepreneur of sorts.
We have to say happy birthday to Tracy Swayze and Catherine.
Yes.
Happy birthday, girls. We love you.
Yes. Yes. Work. Yes.
Funny, love you.
Funny. Oh, by the way, so on our Facebook page, there is like a 30-second leak of Fonny's new single called Fonny Makes Dinner Party in Austria. I just want everyone to know that it's not real. Like, I just was bored yesterday. I was, like, inspired, so I put something together on GarageBand and then put it on the page. Because people have been sort of... I think most of you know it's not real, but there have been some comments where people are like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. And it's, like, hilarious.
It's bad on purpose. But I think it's so funny, and it says a lot about Fonny that
it doesn't say
that is true.
Yeah, by the way, it doesn't say anything...
If I didn't know that she's...
Yeah.
Her whole song is... Funny.
Yeah, I just want to say it's not a reflection on our listeners. Funny. It's a reflection of on Fonny that it's actually conceivable that this would be one of her songs.
Funny, 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 funny.
Yeah, please post that for the end credits.
Yeah, the lyrics for those who are, I understand that some of the vocals are a little quiet, so I think the lyrics are something like it's funny, 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 funny makes dinner party in Austria. Funny, funny, funny. Bliona no funny. Funny.
So funny. Leon, well, hey.
That's so funny.
Like the lyrics you read earlier, they make about as much sense. Bitch, I hate you. Bitch, I kill you. Bitch, you stupid. Don't talk to me, bitch.
I did hear a rumor, though, that there is going to be a Fonny and Bliona duet in the future. So I think we should all look forward to that.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Are we at the end of our podcast?
We're at the end. Lisa? Do you have anything else to say?
No, I think that I'm happy with the Euros of Hollywood. I'm surprisingly invested in this Fonny and Bliona feud, and I'm just glad Jersey's over, and I'm looking forward to Beverly Hills. And on the season premiere, I don't know, did you see the commercial? The old crew is all back together. The season premiere, there's gonna be Camille and Adrian and Taylor and Lisa. Oh, this is what I'm excited about. The promo. So again, Bravo promo, they're like, all the girls are back. And it's like everyone from the first season are all like dancing at a party. And then and they're like, and everyone's happy about it, except for Brandy. And then they cut to Brandy and she's like, I am now the pariah of the group. I'm like, yeah, bitch.
That's right. yeah, you are a stupid.
You stupid bitch. You went up against Lisa. And this is what happened.
Yep. Learned your lesson. Did you watch The Comeback? Do you watch that show?
I don't have HBO, but I think I'm going to get it.
Lisa Kudrow came back with a comeback, mm-hmm. and it's like 10 years later. And it is still the most awkward fucking thing on television. Yes, it is so hard to watch a show. I know.
The first one was so hard to watch. She's
such a pathetic person. It's and really Lisa Kudrow is
so good at playing that. Oh, she's so brilliant.
But, you know, one huge part of it is that she's bragging because she basically started reality TV. So, and it's kind of true. When it came out, there was really only Survivor. There wasn't anything else really on.
Yeah.
And people didn't, like, quote-unquote, get her show. And so... And now there's like a ton of reality shows, and she's like, "Well, I started it," and blah 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 blah, which is creepy but kind of true. And she does a scene with Andy. She does a scene with Lisa Vanderpump, mm-hmm. where she's auditioning to be on a Housewives show, mm-hmm. and Lisa and her are auditioning together. And she's like, wait a minute, you're trying to make me look like the bad guy. I'm not going to fall for this. I've been on reality TV before." Everybody stop the cameras. Stop the cameras. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not the villain. I never know. She starts like crazy. And she can't just be in the reality show. It is hilarious.
Oh my God. Lisa, I may have to get HBO just for it.
She follows, she knows that Andy's having lunch. She's the whole thing. The whole episode is she's trying to get a sizzle reel together for Andy Cohen so she can have a Broadway or a Bravo show.
Yeah.
And so she knows that he's eating at like the Ivy or – oh, not the Ivy. What? She was at some hotel. So she goes in. The guy won't let her in with the cameras. So she like pushes herself past him with cell phone cameras, and it's a really awkward Andy scene. It's good stuff.
Is Andy Cohen in it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's amazing.
He's like, "Dow, I love you." You know, she used to be in that sitcom, you know, Two is Enough or whatever. Yeah, she's like, and I love her, which is so him, too, yeah. to be like in love with some 80s star from some terrible show. And he's like, "Well, we tried to work together, Val." She's like, "I know, but it's really good. I can't explain it. It's way more awkward when she does it."
Lisa Kudrow is so – she's so good. She is so good at playing – that that flummoxed person who like can barely control what's on her mind. Like she has seething thoughts about something. She's got anger. She's got frustration, and she's trying to put on like a happy face. And these little things just come exploding out of her. And the funny thing is, that's not what Phoebe. That character, her most famous character, was not even like that. Really, her famous character was like ditzy and silly. But her whole
she's got such a darkness about her in all of her stuff. Like, yeah, web like therapy is funny as hell, but it's so dark too.
Or like Easy A when she played that principal, or oh God, she stole. I mean, to me, she was the best part of Neighbors. She was so hilarious as the dean. I mean, I just feel like she needs to be in so many more things, and she works, but she needs to be everywhere. She's so good.
The rumor is that the comeback character is based on Kathy Griffin, and it's just so – now that makes it even more cringe.
Yeah. Have she and Megan Mullally worked together? I mean, I feel like they would have. I feel like they're both from like the Groundlings or something.
I don't know.
Because they
Megan Mullally's not from Groundlings. She's a Broadway star.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought she had a Groundlings past. No, but she's either a way, star. I mean, they're both like very quick and funny. So good with
I know.
Like,
what the hell? Characters. Where's Megan Mullally at? Can we get some Mullally back on always, TV, please?
Mullally's always popping up. She's always got stuff going on.
Like little guest things, but I want her to have I need her like every week. Will and Grace was probably my last favorite sitcom.
She was good on Party Down.
Oh, I never even got to the part where she was on. I only watched part of the first season.
Yeah, she was on the second season. She took over Jane Lynch's part because Jane Lynch went to Glee. And
watch that later.
And she played Casey Wilson's mom on Happy Endings. So every
she did.
Oh my God, her episode season two, Happy Endings. Her first, she's on I think like two or three episodes during the show. She is so funny on that show. I mean, she is like it was one of my favorite Happy Endings episodes of all time.
Yeah, she's great on everything. She did a Third Rock from the Sun years ago, and I still remember it. She's so so funny. Love her, not Bravo, but still love her.
Yeah.
She shouldn't have tried to do a talk show, though. No, 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 no.
No, you know, Lisa Timmons, our long-lost guest, she used to work on Megan Mullally's talk show.
Oh, she did? Oh, yeah. Sorry, Lisa.
No, no, it's okay. She said it was crazy.
Okay, well, anyway, we're at the end. So, everybody, don't forget that tomorrow is our hangout, 6 p.m. Pacific time.
And by tomorrow, we mean November 13th. Thursday, the 13th, 6 p.m. Pacific, which means 9 p.m. if you're on the East Coast. We hope there won't be too many technical issues because we're going to set up a little differently this time. So if there are, we apologize in advance because there will be. And of course, if you want to watch it, you have to support us, please, on Patreon.com. Patreon, that's Patreon.com/ Watch What Crappens. It's like $2 per episode to get into the hangouts. And Ronnie, you are just descended from heaven, aren't you?
I sure is.
You are just like a beautiful diamond that came from the heavens, sculpted by angels.
Oh, well, that's shimmering in front of us. That's the nicest way I've heard it put.
Soon to be sent off to K Jewelers to sit next to the Jane Seymour collection.
Aww.
Because you know what? Every kiss begins with K. Or in this case, an R. Ronnie K. Every Karam starts with K. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Are you in Los Angeles? We're going to party. I'm funny. Here we go. Funny. I stole dinner party. So much to love. Funny. Stole dinner party. So much to love. Funny. No, no, no. Funny.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.